wonder what friendship could be. Until you all shared its magic with me.
Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. Julia here is a little bit sick, so her voice might sound a little funny. We actually had to put off recording for a few days until she could get a little bit better, but she's been taking some medication now and using an inhaler, so I think you're feeling a little better.
Not really.
Not quite yet?
No.
Okay, well...
Apparently, according to my parents, I'm looking a lot better.
Yeah, you seem better today than you did previous days, but you'll have to excuse the coughing.
I've seen better days.
Yeah. okay, well, we wanted to thank all of you for listening to our third podcast today. We have been looking at some of the ratings and number of downloads that we've had for the past month or so since we started the podcast. And I'm happy to report that we're doing pretty well. Some good reviews on iTunes. That's wonderful.
I can't believe we just got this much from just two.
Yeah.
Two podcasts.
Well, and here we are at number three, so we're moving right along. And then also, the surprising thing to me was that we've been downloaded from 48 countries. So that's pretty neat. The map from our podcasting site is pretty varied. It's mostly colored blue now.
Yeah.
So that is really interesting.
Hey, can you name a few? I don't know if we can check right now, but...
Yeah, let me see. We have Singapore... We have Australia, Thailand, Taiwan, Ireland, Chile, Tunisia, Netherlands, Colombia, Ghana, France. I mean, they're just really all over the place. Of course, the United States, Canada. A lot of listeners in Saudi Arabia. If you're from one of these other countries and want to write to us, we would love to hear from you. Or even if you're from the U.S., we would love to hear from you, too. You can follow us on Twitter at MLP Podcast, and we check that quite a bit. We haven't tweeted a whole lot. Julia's kind of new to tweeting, but
and I'm all the technical stuff. Well, I'm like the face. My mom just handles like recording and putting it up.
But you read your Twitter account a lot.
Yeah.
Even if you don't tweet a lot.
Yeah, I read the tweets that I get, and I check my email almost every day, so.
Right. And so then if you want to email us because you have more than what Twitter will allow you to say, you can email us at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com, and we'll look forward from hearing from you. We did get a couple of emails from people who thought that they had ideas for the show, which we haven't really gotten the emails with those ideas yet. Yeah. We also had a review on iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, and also about Twitter, I will be tweeting almost every day. Like, whenever it disappears from the screen, I will be tweeting that the new one has come out. So, in case you, like... hear it, that's probably where it came from, or you just check up on the site every week because you're so anxious. So either way, I will be tweeting, like, when a new thing comes out. I have no idea who is listening to this, because it's, like, out in the world, so I can't email every person that listens. Also, there would be a lot of people to email to tell you that it's out, so I will be tweeting.
Well, and you'll read every email that you get, but you might not be able to respond to everyone. You're actually new to email, too.
Yeah.
So
I have no idea how to send an email yet. You'll have to show me how to do that.
I did once. You did it a little bit.
Yeah.
We did get a message on iTunes from Rolink264, who said that Rarity, we were wondering about her accent last time, and that Rarity is British.
I can't believe that. I didn't figure that one out. I am so mad at myself. I can't believe I did not figure that out.
Well, you're not an accent expert, and neither am I.
I don't care. I watch Harry Potter all the time, and I listen to Harry Potter from my iPod. So, I am mad that I did not figure that out.
It's okay.
I don't
care. We appreciate our fans. We need to think of something to call the fans, like Wonderbolts or ponies, or what do you think they should be called?
Yeah, tell us, because I am just out of ideas.
Yeah, well, think about that, because then we can call all of you listeners a fun name, and we can say, hey, if you're, we, I mean, I don't want to use brony, because brony means something else, but pony peeps, I don't know, I can't think of a good one. Email us or tweet us if you have any ideas.
Yeah.
And let us know what you, all you fan people could be called.
Oh, and I have a question to everyone, well, basically to Luxray 10. What does that mean? Luxray 10, if you're listening, what does that mean?
Oh, in the review, it's like a backslash and a parenthesis.
Yeah.
It's a thumb up.
I don't get how that is a thumb up.
Look, it looks like a thumb.
Oh,
that's all I can say.
Oh.
It looks like a thumb.
Okay. But I still want
you're
to know
learning
what that
more
is.
Every day. Now you know how to make a thumbs up on the computer.
Yeah.
But that's good. And then we also had some requests to do more music on the show, which you are a big fan of YouTube videos.
Understatement.
No doubt. Knowing how hard it is for any of the rest of the family to get on the computer. Knowing how hard it is for any of the rest of the family to get on the computer, yes, that is an understatement.
Yeah.
So,
I am on it like 24/7.
Yeah.
So, yeah. People can look at my history, my family can look at my history, and basically all of it is My Little Pony.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about one today?
Yeah. It's called My Little Pony, This Is War. And
it's by Lady Kyra 7, L-A-D-Y, capital K-Y-R-A, and then the number 7.
So, yeah. I just like it. In the description, it says, actually, it's just a collection of epic pictures of ponies to epic music. That's a quote right there. And there is a lot of stuff.
We'll play a little bit of the song for you. And then if you want to look up that one on YouTube, again, it's called My Little Pony, and then there's a colon. That's those two dots, one on top of each other.
I think they know what a colon is, Mom.
Well, not everyone does, okay? My Little Pony, colon, This Is War. Don't write the word colon, just put a colon.
Yeah.
And it's by Lady Kyra 7. There's a lot of This Is War videos.
Yeah.
My Little Pony, This Is War.
Yeah.
This is your favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've only watched this one, so I can't say it's my favorite.
Well, you like this one.
Yeah, it's the only one that I watched,
okay.
I can't say.
So let's play a little bit of that.
Okay.
So I hope you enjoyed that. I really like it. I like the posters at the beginning, the propaganda posters that they show. And then it just really takes you through the war. And it goes with the music really well, which a lot of YouTube videos don't really. I don't mean like the pictures match the words necessarily, but I mean the timing of the images really goes with the beat of the music. So
no kidding.
That is really good.
Anyway. Oh my gosh. At the end, when I watched the full video, I was like sobbing. I was crying my heart out. It was just so sad. You have to watch the whole video because...
Well, and I remember your little sister wanted to watch, and you were like, no, get away, you'll be scarred for life.
Yeah, I know, because there is just a picture of Rainbow Dash that I do not want her seeing. Poor little thing. I was just like, no, you get out of here. No, 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 no.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, it isn't bad. I just don't want a little kid seeing that.
Right. Well, and it's a good song, and we'll have to check out. If you guys have other favorite songs or videos from This Is War, because there are a lot of them on there, let us know what your favorite This Is War video is, and Julia will check them out, and we can even list the other ones that people like, and then we'll try to do a different song in a different video every week.
I want to try to, like, do more music, because I myself like music.
Right.
So I want to start doing more music on here.
Okay. Good. Did you want to get into the second episode now?
It isn't the second episode. It's just a part two. Just so you know.
But it's the second episode of the show total. Isn't it Friendship is Magic part two?
Yes. Okay. Episode one, part two.
Okay, but that's the second episode of the show.
First episode.
No, the first episode was Friendship is Magic part one. This is the second one. Anyways, you're talking.
Anyway. Anyway, so we find out that Nightmare Moon has returned, as Twilight said. So, she returns, and the mayor, I don't know what her name is, anyway, she tries to capture Nightmare Moon. Wow, I can't believe she could think that she could do that. Anyway, after that, we find out that Nightmare Moon can turn into smoke. Is it just me, or is that a little bit creepy?
That's a little bit like Harry Potter, I would say.
What do you mean, Harry Potter? Harry Potter can't turn into smoke.
No, not Harry Potter the person. Harry Potter the movies and books. The Death Eaters can turn into smoke, or Voldemort can in the movies, anyway. I'm just saying, it's a villain thing, okay? Apparently, if you're a villain, you can turn into smoke. And if there's anybody out there that watched Lost, you had the smoke monster on that show. I know you didn't watch that show, but I did.
What is Lost?
It's a TV show. It's not even on anymore, so no worries.
Okay. Anyway, Rainbow, so she flies out and accuses to make nighttime forever. And then Rainbow Dash, of course, if you know Rainbow Dash, she flies after and tries to tackle smoke. Is that
good,
just...
Good plan.
Nats.
How would you capture smoke? If villain, somebody broke into the house right now, they're gonna get us, and then turn into smoke, how would you stop them?
Simple. Take a vacuum.
Vacuum?
Yeah.
Good plan.
Or just take a jar.
Take a jar and catch. What if you just get like their nose or their ear or something in the jar? Because you wouldn't catch all of the smoke.
I would just trap it inside the house. Like, make sure, like, seal up all the doors and like all the windows.
Can you do that with smoke? How are you gonna do that? As the smoke is just gonna like chill out. And, you know, have a cup of coffee. And relax a little while. Watch some YouTube videos. Maybe take a little nap while you're sealing all these doors and windows and all that. I don't really think smoke would do that. They're not just going to hang out for a while you figure out how to seal up your whole house. But anyway, go on.
Seconds notice. Anyway. And then Twilight like runs off in search of her beloved books. Which I don't think can really help her. Anyway, they end up, and she starts looking for a certain book that she wants to help her with what she finds out from the last episode, Elements of Harmony. And then, so she's talking about the elements of harmony when Rainbow Dash accuses her of being a spy. Of course, Applejack and the rest of her so-called friends, just to name them, Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Rarity, and Rainbow Dash, have followed her to her home. And then Twilight admits about the elements. And she explains that she doesn't know what they are, she doesn't know where to find them, she doesn't even know what they do. And then Pinkie Pie finds a book about it. And I'm just saying this, Twilight really needs to learn her Dewey Decimal System.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that Pinkie Pie was the one to find it. Pinkie Pie, not my favorite character, a little bit airheady maybe, but... Hello, Twilight Sparkle should be the one to have that book.
Yeah. I mean, it's so simple. What does elements start with? E. Where's Pinkie find it? Under the letter E. Twilight, do you have a brain? Use it. I'm just saying. So anyway, they find out about the elements of harmony to an extent. They find out that it is now part of the Everfree Forest. And so, Twilight doesn't want her friends going in there. Now, is it just me, or is she starting to care about them? Like, she says, no, this is my job, I need to do it, and I don't want you getting hurt. Is it just me, or is she starting to care about them?
Well, that's good. I mean, she's supposed to, so she's already starting, I guess, show over. They don't need any more episodes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. End of story. Bye. But, yeah, the end. So, anyway, they enter the Everfree Forest, of course, together. Her friends wouldn't let her go alone. And, so they're walking along, and then you see this nightmare moon smoke enter the ground on this, like, little ledge that's over it. And Rainbow Dash is having a bit of fun, I guess you could call it, and tries to scare Pinkie Pie, Rarity, and Fluttershy. And then at the end, she says that anyone who has ever come in has never come out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, like just to emphasize that, like the ledge that they were standing off cracks off. Just to emphasize that. So anyway, part of the ground falls off. Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash, of course, they're Pegasi, so they have to save the rest. Fluttershy saves Rarity, and Rainbow Dash saves Pinkie Pie. But then, who gets to save Applejack and Twilight, right? Of course, no one.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice friendship, guys.
Friendship might be magic, but that's not going to save them from falling off a cliff.
Yeah. So anyway, AJ, also known as Applejack, finds this root that she hangs onto in her mouth. I could see why she would do that, but I don't think I would like having a root in my mouth.
If it would save my life, I would put a root in my mouth. Just saying.
Yeah. But anyway, so Twilight, not so lucky. She slips to the very edge of the cliff that is dangling over a huge gorge. Not the best intro. Applejack comes to the rescue by slowly sliding down to Twilight's rescue. Or not. The reason I'm saying or not is because Applejack wants Twilight to let go of her hooves. So, of course, there would be some tension. If my friend wanted me to let go, and I would, like, fall off something huge, I wouldn't really want to let go. Would you?
No.
Yeah.
I'd be hanging on.
Yeah. There was this funny YouTube video. Sorry, this is just a sidetrack. It was like, you sad? I'm sad. You happy, I happy. You jump off a cliff, I'm gonna miss your emails. Yeah, so it's like, this one kid does whatever the other one wants. Oh, well, if he does whatever I want, I could jump off a cliff, and he would follow. I'm going to miss hearing your mouth. So, yeah, just a little sidetrack. And then Applejack reassures her, and this is a quote from the end. Now, what I'm saying here is the honest truth. Let go, and you'll be safe. And, of course, Twilight does.
Is that good or bad? Seems sad.
Well, I can't believe she would trust Applejack with something like that. Like,
if, of all the ponies, I think I would trust Applejack more than most of them. Certainly more than Pinkie Pie.
Yeah.
Pinkie Pie would forget she was supposed to save you.
Yeah. Probably. But anyway, Twilight gets saved by Rainbow Dash and Fluttershy. So apparently they get, Twilight gets both of them, which seems a little bit odd. So then the smoke from which was in the plant disappears from the ground, and it flies off to this lumpy shape that we can't place right now. But since we're about to go into that, I will just say it is a manticore. And if anyone knows what a manticore is, please tell me, because I have no idea. So, yeah, email me that or tweet me that, because I have no idea what a manticore is.
Do the ponies know what that is?
I think they do. So,
We can, if you know anything about manticores, let us know. If not, we will look it up and or read some of your emails about manticores, and we'll report back in the next...
Manticores? I thought they were called manticores.
That's what I said.
You said manticores.
Well, I said it fast.
I don't care. You pronounced it wrong. How dare you? It's like saying Rainbow Dash is Fluttershy.
No, it's not. Not even
saying. I know, I'm joking. Anyway, so we find out that they have disturbed a manticore. Wow. I am just at a loss of words for this, because it's like, when you think of My Little Pony, now for someone who has never watched an episode, the first thing that pops into the mind is like a girly dress, okay? And then they see the first episode. They fight a manticore. A manticore, okay? I have no idea what a manticore is, but from the picture, it looks like a lion and a scorpion with wings. That is freaky. So anyway, all of them, except Fluttershy, tries to, like, fight it. So they fight a manticore, and Fluttershy tries to stop all of them. But of course, no one would listen. So after many failed attempts to slay it, Fluttershy finally takes matter into her own hands. And so she walks up to it in, like, the least bit defensive. Now, this is why this is why I like Fluttershy. Like, I don't see her as a cowering wimp. She walks up straight to a manticore. No defense mechanism at all. She just walks up to it and, like, just gently nuzzles her nose against its, like, lion paw.
Isn't that kind of like kissing? Or
no,
like...
No.
Okay, I don't know what horse
no.
is. No. It seems really weird.
That, it's just like a little nuzzle just to, like, show that they care.
Alright.
Kissing is sort of like a dog. Like, they'll lick you. Alright. Just so you know. So, anyway. So, things move on, and we find out what, woke up the manticore. And so, we find out that it was a thorn, and the hand that, Fluttershy nuzzled was actually the hand. So he flips his paw over and Fluttershy helps him. And so after that, Twilight asks, how did you know about the thorn? And Fluttershy says, I didn't. Sometimes we all just need to be shown a little kindness. They just move on, and the thorn, spins around and then turns into smoke. And then, so what happens is, they, just, go farther into the Everfree Forest, and the smoke whizzes ahead of them, and, enters, a couple of trees. And so, and then they have, faces, scary faces. And so, then they're, all, then Rarity says, my eyes need a rest from all this icky muck. And so, they, just start clambering together, and Applejack, I know I shouldn't say this, well.
Don't talk bad about my Applejack!
I'm not going to. It's just saying something. And so what happened is, Applejack says, I think I stepped in something. And so Fluttershy screams, and Applejack says, it's only mud. And I have a question. How do you think she knows that it's mud?
Well, maybe ponies know these things. They probably have a good sense of smell. I don't really know anything about ponies, but maybe she's, an expert. Or maybe she just doesn't want to worry her, and so she lies. Oh, it's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah. Maybe Fluttershy or Pinkie Pie just got really scared and couldn't control it.
Maybe. But you'd think they would notice.
Yeah. They might have said, oops.
Pinkie Pie would forget.
Yeah. But
I don't think Fluttershy would do something like that. I guess you never know, though.
Yeah, but anyway, I just had to ask that question. So anyway, then everyone freaks out because they see the scary trees. And then Pinkie Pie starts singing her solo. I am not going to sing it, but I might.
You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Is this one of your favorite songs?
No.
Oh. Well, how about we'll play a little part of it for people?
Okay.
Oh, girls, don't you see? When I was a little filly and the sun was going down.
Tell me she's not.
The darkness and the shadows, they would always make me frown.
She is.
I'd hide under my pillow.
I'm not scared of spiders, you are.
I know.
But I went to this Halloween party at the YMCA, and they had the haunted hallway, and I went through it with my friend, and he watches this. He might come on in, later episodes, and he got, really freaked out, and then he knew that song, so I was just and they just started singing it, and then we just started laughing our heads off. It was just super funny. We just, laughed our heads off through the rest of the hallway.
That's good.
Yeah, I know, but I don't remember any of it because I was just too busy laughing. I think I accidentally crashed into, one of the things that was supposed to scare me.
Well, Pinkie Pie would be proud.
Yeah. Pinkie Pie, if you're listening, I hope you like that. So, anyway, So they find out that, like, they can, like, fight away their fears by laughing. So they get rid of the scariness in the trees, and then they move along to this huge, huge, huge river. Now, when I say huge from the animation, if it was in real life, I would guess 50, 60 width.
50, 60 feet?
Yeah.
Yards? Feet. Like a football field.
Yeah, basically.
That's yards.
Okay, yards. Width.
Okay.
The width.
So, like, half a football field?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, and then they hear this sobbing, like, really full-out sobbing. And then they find a sea serpent that is crying. And then, Rarity steps up, and because he explains why he's crying. Because the purple smoke, I forgot to mention that, Nightmare Moon smoke is purple. So anyway, the purple smoke whizzed past him and tore off part of his mustache.
Convenient.
Yeah. So anyway, Rarity starts complimenting him on the other things that he has done, like his mane and his manicure. Apparently he has a manicure. And so, she says that he's fabulous. And so she says, now this is a quote, "I simply cannot let this crime against fabulosity go uncorrected." And then what she does is she bites off one of the sea serpent's scales and cuts her own tail, her own curly tail, to make up for the mustache.
Well, she's, like, super proud of her tail, isn't she?
Yeah, she's, like, super proud of it. So that's a big deal. So anyway, she gives it to this serpent to use as the other side of his mustache. And so, her friends are like, "Why did you do that?" She said, "It's fine. Short tails are in this season, and besides, it'll grow back." And so Rainbow Dash comments to Twilight, "So would the mustache." So it's like, why would she do that? The mustache would grow back too.
Well, but that, it looks really weird to have half a mustache. It wouldn't look really weird to have a little bit of your tail missing.
Yeah. So they move on across the river. The sea serpent, like, offers to, like, make, like, a bridge for them. And so they move along, and then they finally find, like, where the Elements of Harmony is hidden. But there's a problem. There's, like, a deep, deep, I don't know what to call it. Cliff, cavern, I don't know what to call it.
Well, a cavern's more like a cave.
Oh, not a, like, cavern.
But a canyon, maybe?
Yeah, basically a canyon, yeah. So, they find this
Canyon.
Sorry, I cannot speak today. So, anyway, they find this canyon. And, there's, like, part of a bridge there. But the problem is, part of it is, like, falling off. So, of course, they can't walk across. So, Rainbow Dash offers to fly across there and, like, tie the bridge. But before that, Twilight bursts into speed and almost falls off the canyon again. Now, is it just me, or are they just doing that to make it more interesting? I don't get that. Like, she already fell off a cliff once. You can't really make her fall off a cliff again.
They could make her fall off the cliff again. If she walks off a cliff again, she can fall off a cliff again. I mean, but maybe it's just to be more interesting, to add some excitement. I mean, it seems like a pretty action-packed episode.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they really needed more action.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah. Rainbow Dash flies across, and I have a bone to pick with the editors.
Okay.
I don't know what to call them.
Animators?
Yeah, animators. About something after I say something. So she's about to tie it when she hears a female voice, like a drifty voice, like sort of like a ghost speaking. And that ghost voice says her name a couple of times. And Rainbow Dash is brave, of course, and wants to fight that person. And So she shows herself with two other males, and they pronounce themselves the Shadowbolts. They're the best flying aerial team in all of the Everfree Forest. So anyway.
Well, Rainbow Dash a fan of the Wonderbolts?
Yeah.
So is this like a competing team, like Green Bay Packers versus Bears. Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears? I mean, is it something like that?
Not really. I'll explain why later. Okay. I don't want to be a spoiler and tell you now. Okay. So I will tell you later about that. Okay. So anyway, I will explain later about the Shadow Bolts. I can't really say any more right now without being a spoiler. So anyway, they try to get her to join that team. Again, I'll explain more later. They try to get her to join. But she eventually says no. Because she says it's either your friends. So she said, you can join us and be our captain for the team. And so Rainbow Dash says, oh yeah, sure, I'll do that. But first I have to tie this rope for my friends. And so the female says, no, it's them or us. You tie that rope, you lose your chance. Or you come with us, you can't tie that rope.
Well, isn't it Rainbow Dash's like lifelong dream to be in one of these teams? Okay, so this would be really, really cool for her, but
I say that's pressure.
Well, and it's pretty ridiculous though to be like, no, we're not gonna wait 1 minute while you do this. It's now or never. So it's kind of contrived, or they're like kind of making it seem like it's now or never. But if that were happening in real life, and I know we're talking about ponies flying in real life, that is pretty ridiculous. And I wouldn't take a job where people made unrealistic demands like that. If they're like, you can only have this job as a doctor if you can stand on your head and juggle oranges. Ridiculous. You know, that has nothing to do with being a doctor.
Yeah. But anyway, Rainbow Dash eventually says, no, that's just stupid. Like, I'm not going to do that. I can't abandon my friends. So she flies back across the bridge after tying it. And so they walk across and they get to, like, this ruined castle, I guess. And so they find the Elements of Harmony in rock form. You'll see later why I say the rock form. So yeah, after they find the rock stuff, they find the Rainbow Dash and Fluttershy pull down the rock forms of the Elements of Harmony, or the Elements of Friendship. I have no idea what they're called. The episode is called Friendship is Magic, but I think the elements are called Elements of Harmony. So, yeah, they do that, and Twilight says that she needs to concentrate to provide, what gets them going. So, Applejack pulls them all out and saying that she needs to concentrate. So, after they all leave, I call it an element tornado. So, tornado starts up, and all the elements fly up into it. And Twilight gets very protective of them, because it's like the only thing that can save her mentor. So she jumps into the tornado. Now, I'm very protective of certain things, but even I would not jump into a tornado to save them.
Well, you have to wonder, can she even really save them? Is jumping into them going to actually be able to save them? I don't know.
So, yeah. You have to think about these different things, and you only have, like, a second to think about it. Yeah. So, anyway, as they move on, Twilight, like, yells for her friends to help, and so they move in. But right when they were about to get to the tornado, Twilight figures out, I have to jump into it. So she jumps into it, and right when her friends were getting toward the tornado to follow her, of course, it disappears. And then there is mayhem. Her friends are calling for her, trying to figure out where she is, trying to see if she's okay. But of course, she can't say anything. She vanished. So, she reappears in this different room. I have no idea where exactly. Then Rarity finds, like, a room with, like, flickering light. So they're like, come on, we have to go and find her. And so then we are back to Twilight, who got transported with the elements to Nightmare Moon. So it's like, she reappears with the elements, and then she has to try to help, like, save them and, like, get the elements going so that she can defeat Nightmare. So as she does that, her friends are rushing off to try to save her. And, so she tries once, and then she gets thrown back because she tries to create a spark. I don't know if I talked about the spark in earlier, but, she tries to create a spark to get them going, and she actually does, and that spark throws her back. And so Nightmare Moon is like, no, no, it cannot happen. And so Twilight's all proud of herself and saying, yes, I did it. And then, of course, it doesn't work. And then, I think this is an overreaction of Nightmare Moon's. She breaks them. Like, she slams her hoofs down and breaks them. And in the background, you can just see Twilight's facial expression just break. Like, no. No. No, she did not. And it just, like, breaks her heart. And so you can see that she got really mad. And then, so her friends finally come in. And, they, like, zoom in on her face. Now, this is very good, in my opinion. And I don't... And I, am very picky. So, and then there's a spark inside her eyes. The spark.
Oh, neat.
So, anyway, that's sort of a spoiler hint right there. And so she says, do you think that you can destroy the elements just like that? Well, you're wrong. Because the spirits of the elements are right here. Applejack, who reassured me when I was in doubt, represents the element of honesty. Fluttershy, who tamed the manticore with her compassion, represents the element of kindness. Pinkie Pie, who banished fear by giggling in the face of danger, represents the element of laughter. Rarity, who calmed a sorrowful serpent with a meaningful gift, represents the spirit of generosity. And Rainbow Dash, who cannot abandon her friends for her own heart's desire, represents the element of loyalty. The spirits of these five ponies threw us through everything you threw at us. And then, so that's why I was saying about the Shadow Bolts. I couldn't really say who they were.
Yeah.
Because it was Nightmare Moon trying to get her to, like, abandon her friends.
Oh, I get it now. I totally didn't understand that. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, sorry to everyone that got mad that I couldn't say that, but now you understand. And then, so, Nightmare Moon interjects. You still don't have the sixth element. The spark didn't work. But it did. A different kind of spark. I felt... At the very moment I realized how glad I was to hear you, to see you, and I realized that you were all my friends. And so she gives, like, this little speech about friendship and all that nice and gooey stuff. And then, so, And then she finally says what her thing is, what her element is. The sixth element is magic. And so she, the element of magic. And then it just goes into, like, this beautifully choreographed, and, like, everything was nice and stuff. And they, like, made this tornado around. I don't know how else to explain it, but they seriously did make a tornado around Nightmare Moon. And so, after that, they, like, figure out what happened, because they, like, passed out. And so, they, like, figure out what happened and what they did. And so, and then they look out the window, and it's like, whoa, the sun, Princess Celestia did it. And then you hear Princess Celestia, no, you did. And, it's just, and then after, Princess Celestia gives, like, a little speech, about friendship and all that, Pinkie Pie finally says, she finally, like, well, Princess Celestia says, I don't know why I went into Pinkie Pie, but Princess Celestia says, like, you had to let true friendship into your heart to, like, make this work, and now only if another will as well. And then she, like, says that, Nightmare Moon is actually her sister, and then that she found her sister finally. And so, it's like, they're sisters? Like, they all, like, gasp, like, they're sisters? Like, all that. And so, Pinkie Pie finally says, do you know what this calls for? A party. And it just blasts into, like, this huge party back at Ponyville. Everybody meets up. Luna gets congratulated with, like, a wreath of flowers, and it's, like, all gooey and all that, and so, it's all that, and then, Princess Celestia and Twilight Sparkle talk, and so Twilight actually gets to go back, but she turns down Canterlot to stay with her friends, and so I think that's really nice. So, and then, of course, it ends. And so,
that good was, episode.
Yeah.
Definitely action-packed. I like how they talked about the elements of harmony and brought it all together. That, that I think that made it a really good episode. So, if you'd like to contact us, you can find us on Twitter at MLPPodcast. And if you would rather send an email, email us at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com. And also remember to check us out on iTunes. You can rate and review us. We like to read those. So go ahead and do one of those things, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Bye. See you. Was a little filly and the sun was going down. Tell me she's not. The darkness and the shadows, they would always make me frown. She is. I'd hide under my pillow from what I thought I'd saw. But Grandpa said that wasn't the way to deal with fears at all. Then what is? She said, Pinky, you gotta stand up tall. Learn to face your fears. You'll see that they can't hurt you. Just laugh to make them disappear. Ha, ha, ha. And then, like, the face disappears. So I'm not gonna sing the rest of it. That's, like, half the song.